Precautions begins on Roman numeral lowercase 4. Precautions. Please read all safety and operating instructions before using this transceiver. For best results, be aware of all warnings on the transceiver and follow these operating instructions. Retain these safety and operating instructions for future reference. 1. Power source. Connect this transceiver only to the power source described in the operating instructions or as marked on the transceiver itself. 2. Power cable protection. Route all power cables safely. Ensure the power cable can neither be walked upon nor pinched by items placed near or against the cables. Pay particular attention to locations near AC receptacles, AC outlet strips, and the points of entry to the transceiver. 3. Electrical shock. Take care not to drop objects or spill liquids into the transceiver through enclosure openings. Metal objects, such as hairpins or needles, inserted into the transceiver may contact voltages, resulting in serious electrical shocks. Never permit children to insert any objects into this transceiver. 4. Grounding and polarization. Do not attempt to defeat methods used for grounding and electrical polarization in the transceiver, particularly involving the input power cable. 5. Outdoor antenna grounding. Adequately ground all outdoor antennas used with this transceiver using approved methods. Grounding helps protect against voltage surges caused by lightning. It also reduces the chance of a buildup of static charges. And for the listener, there is a diagram showing the configuration of a house and all the various situations relative to grounding. 6. Power lines. Minimum recommended distance for an outside antenna from power lines is 1 1/2 times the vertical height of the associated antenna support structure. This distance allows adequate clearance from the power lines if the support structure should fail for any reason. 7. Ventilation. Locate the transceiver so as not to interfere with its ventilation. Do not place books or other equipment on the transceiver that may impede the free movement of air. Allow a minimum of 4 inches, 10 cm, between the rear of the transceiver and the wall or operating desk shelf. 8. Water and moisture. Do not use the transceiver near water or sources of moisture. For example, avoid use near bathtubs, sinks, swimming pools, and in damp basements and attics. 9. Abnormal odors. The presence of an unusual odor or smoke is often a sign of trouble. Immediately turn the power off and remove the power cable. Contact a dealer or the nearest service center for advice. 10. Heat, H-E-A-T. Locate the transceiver away from heat sources such as radiators, stoves, amplifiers, or other devices that produce substantial amounts of heat. 11. Cleaning. Do not use volatile solvents such as alcohol, paint thinner, gasoline, or benzene to clean the cabinet. Use a clean cloth with warm water or a mild detergent. 12. Periods of inactivity. Disconnect the input power cable from the power source when the transceiver is not used for long periods of time. 13. Servicing. Remove the transceiver's enclosure only to do accessory installations described in this manual or accessory manuals. Follow provided instructions carefully to avoid electrical shocks. If unfamiliar with this type of work, seek assistance from an experienced individual or have a professional technician do the task. 14. Damage requiring service. Enlist the services of qualified personnel in the following cases, : A. The power supply or plug is damaged. B. Objects have fallen or liquid has spilled into the transceiver. C. The transceiver has been exposed to rain. D. The transceiver is operating abnormally or performance has degraded seriously. E. The transceiver has been dropped or the enclosure damaged. This concludes the page titled Precautions on Roman numeral, lowercase, page 4.